Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, I think success is, if you really want to put together, start building the foundation for a great team. And what the results are, you know, those could vary, you know, but I think what you want to put out is an extremely competitive team, a team that's going to win some games, but play football the right way. Play with a mindset, play with a style that resonates throughout this area. And that's, you know, one of the great reasons why DQ is the right guy for this job, is he can bring that. So you don't want to put a win total on anything, because a lot of different things can happen. But I can tell you one thing, that we hired the guy that's going to put out that type of a team.
Adam Peters, who joined us in the 3 o'clock hour right here on Grant and Danny. He said 90 million's a big number. We'll probably spend a lot less than that. I don't want to set too high of expectations. That was telling.
Yeah.
Among other things.
It's the only time he's kind of hit the gavel or been very definitive. Rightfully so, by the way. That's not a criticism. He should not be in the business of being like, by the way, we're taking Drake May at 2, and we're going to let Cam Curl walk, and you know, I don't think many of the other guys on this roster are any good. There's no upside to that. He of course, should be doing exactly what he did, but that's the only time he's kind of gone out from that lane and said, just for the record, hold me, you know, in other words, read my lips, we're not doing this.
Will you be frustrated if they have a free agency a lot like the previous few years? Now, ideally, the limited amount of money they would spend would result in more success on the field and more players who are fits who actually perform eventually. You know, whether that's in year one, year two of those deals, whatever. But, like, I will speak for myself. I hear what he's saying. I like what he's saying. I think the philosophy's good. You still have a boatload of money you got to spend. So you don't have to spend 90. You could spend 45, 50, 55, 60 and still add a lot of talent. And I think they probably will. And if you want to front load some of those deals, they should do it. But Danny, if they really do have a free agency where 2 or 3 days into the market, there have been, you know, dozens of the best players signing and they've just kind of sat it out and they're sitting on their hands and they're going to pounce like the Marty Party used to yesteryear on tiers, you know, 2, 3, 4, I will be frustrated. Doesn't mean I'm going to be out on Adam Peters, who I think is fantastic. Doesn't even mean it's a bad practice. There is a thought that you should act as if, you know, that the 49ers and the Packers and the Steelers, whoever you think the hallmark teams mm-hmm. of the era are, right? The Chiefs, like, this is how they do things. This is how we should do things. I think you got to get on their level first. The only way you can compete with those teams is to bring in football players.
Football board.
Hopefully, you get the X's and the O's from your coaching staff. And Dan Quinn's a boss on defense, and Cliff Kingsbury's a star on offense. But if you don't have the Billies and the Joes, it does not matter how good your X's and O's are in this sport. They just don't have talent. You had zero Pro Bowlers. I said this earlier. You can be cute. I looked up the 49ers depth chart, Danny. It's staggering how few of their starters were acquired in free agency. Super Bowl offense for mm-hmm. them. Kyle Juszczyk from the Ravens was a free agent. John Feliciano, who I think was hurt and didn't play, or was a, you know, a guard who was battling some things as the year went on. Free agent. That's the list.
Mm-hmm.
On defense, similarly, Bosa drafted, Armstead drafted. Hargrave was a free agent who they paid a bunch of money
yes,
to,
they
by
did.
The way. That's a good example of championship team missing piece, maybe. Chase Young was acquired via trade. Dre Greenlaw drafted. Fred Warner drafted. Charvarius Ward, good player in the secondary. Free agency. Hufanga drafted. Tayshaun Gibson, free agency. Thomas and Lenore in the secondary, drafted. So we're talking about four starters total on that team that were free agents. You can live that way when you got all those talented players in the draft and free agency. But you'll never get good enough to be on that level if you're not willing to just throw some talent and money at the problem. It's almost like when I go into a restaurant right now trying to eat a little cleaner and drop a couple pounds, I see people that are like ordering what I want. They've got cheese fries. They've got buffalo wings. They've got a burger. They don't look like me.
Mm.
They're allowed to do that.
I see. Yeah.
I did that every day forever, and just every meal ever was bad. They do that. I'm seeing their one random day out of 2 weeks where they do that. For me, I just go, that's not fair. I should be able to do that. But I want to do it 100% of the time. I'm not really an act as if guy. I am a, you can start acting as if when you can play with those teams a little bit.
It's a little bit chicken or the egg,
yeah.
Right? Where, I mean, to me, here's my philosophy, and here's how I get there. I don't care what their record is this year. I don't know how unique that is among this fan base. I don't care. I want to find a critical mass, whatever that number is, that makes sense to Peters, it makes sense to me, of young players that I am now are part of my layer, that are part of my fabric, that are going to be here beyond this season, beyond this next year, a year or 2 years or whatever. Then, by the time I do this exercise again next year, I should be a lot better than I was before. So to me, I don't care about adding a high-priced free agent to go from a 4-win team to a 5.2-win team or whatever. You know, I could overspend at a position for someone that probably won't be here if and when I get good. So you have 2 years of potentially layering talent with some guys that will be holdovers that will be here. So all of a sudden you start doing the math and you go, yeah, that makes sense to not overspend this year for a marginal improvement. To me, this year's about the rookie quarterback that hasn't been drafted yet. Is it about anything else? Kind of, but only as it relates to that rookie quarterback. Who's going to be here with the rookie quarterback? Who makes the rookie quarterback better? Who gives him the best chance to succeed? So the spending that I would do this year would be to make sure that I don't have what happened this past year with an offensive line that wasn't near good enough to deal with a neophyte quarterback with a sack problem. I'm going to upgrade there just because it matters to keep the rookie quarterback healthy. But I'm not breaking the bank most of the time. I mean, to me, the difference between this Rivera regime and adults that actually know what the hell they're doing is their bargain basement guys won't be Andrew Wiley. Their bargain basement guy won't be Nick Gates, who was readily available and couldn't believe someone was calling as soon as they were calling to give him that money when he basically had more millions in his contract than he had games played over the previous two seasons. Not a joke, by the way. So I do trust them to be better and more judicious with their spending. But so no, I won't be frustrated. I'll be frustrated if it never happens. Like, if they're close, they did what the Packers did for so many years, where you're right there. Just spend a dollar on someone to help your Hall of Fame quarterback. If we're there and we never spend, then I'll be pissed. But for a garbage team picking second, I'm not really that excited about spending this
year. I don't care about their record this year either. I don't view this year in the vacuum that you do in a way, it sounds like. And what I mean by that is spending this year on good football players isn't to make sure that I make the playoffs or win. It's to make sure that Drake May is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
It's to make sure that Jaden Daniels has a crack.
I'm with that.
Awesome.
I think we're locked up there then.
You know, you go get linemen and running backs, and you go get a tight end, and you go get players that help him. Doesn't mean they just have to be on offense. If my defense is a lot better, he doesn't have to play hero ball. He can be a caretaker. He can hand the football off and protect the football. So to go into the season and go, well, I'm not going to be good this year anyway, so 4-13 is fine. I'm not going to spend or add a whole lot of talent. No, I think you got to give your quarterback a chance. I'll also say this. I think that he is kind of setting the table for the fan base to not expect that they're going to be the Jaguars. You know, where you just literally backed the Brinks truck up. You got the best guard, the best tackle, the best wide receiver, according to everybody's rankings, right? That cost the most money. I think the truth's probably in the middle. Like, what I'm saying is I'll be annoyed and frustrated if they do the last few years where their best player they brought in is Andrew Wiley. Like,
I'll be furious about that.
Well, clearly. I mean, I don't want to pat myself on the back too hard, but I called that one. But, like, I want to hit myself in the shin with a baseball bat if Andrew Norwell is, like, what we're breaking down when we go with their new free agent class.
Right.
I will bet they make a couple of splashes. Do you agree with that?
No.
You don't?
I don't think it'll be splashes. I mean,
let's define splashes. Yeah,
I think that's important.
Like, I've talked about the edge position a couple of times. I think...
Would Dorrance Armstrong be a splash?
No, not at all.
Because I think that's kind of where they'll go.
To me, he is tier three.
Mm-hmm.
So tier one is superstars.
Right.
That's like the best available. And most of those guys are getting tagged and not available.
And that's what I generally consider splash. So maybe that's my definition too high for splash.
Okay, so that's like Cousins.
Yeah.
That is Brian Burns in Carolina. Tier two for me is still a splash. Those are like if a team signs Cam Curl as an example, who Washington's losing in free agency, that's a splash addition. He's the 20th best player available. Bryce Huff from the Jets is the guy I really want on the edge. You could go get him. You pay him $18 million a year over for 4 years or whatever. You guarantee him $40 million. He comes in and is your new starting edge. To me, that's a splash acquisition. I think they do something like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.